Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
A big group of really evil people were forced to choose in Europe a religion, because they were basically Luciferian Satanists that we know now are coming out of the woodwork and not even hiding it in America openly. And they were forced to choose a religion, and a lot of them chose Judaism to hide behind. But you know what? This also happens with Catholicism and with Islam, is that there really are really evil people that use each of these religions as a shield. So you cannot attack them under any circumstance. And it's just very obvious right now. I really hope that people don't let go of the Maxwell case. The case shouldn't have been about four girls. The case should have been about a giant human and child sex trafficking blackmail ring that encompassed a lot of countries, prime ministers, royals, politicians, judges, presidents, athletes, and worse, they have all the footage.
Merry Christmas, my friends. That was Mel Kay, and this is part two of our interview. Friends, as I noted on my site, sgtreport.com, we are made in the perfect image of God. Every single strand of human DNA is marked with the name of God, and that's the reason they are trying to defile our DNA with the experimental mRNA gene therapy shots. I tell you the truth, the enemy hates you, the enemy hates Jesus Christ, and the enemy hates God. We're going to dig into that fact and the fact that these people deal in children and traffic in children as a currency in this interview. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Merry Christmas and God bless you and your family. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. My Digital Money's cash account is here. Finally, a crypto cash trading platform with top-notch US-based client service that actually answers the phone when you need help. My Digital Money offers features to help you make a better crypto investment decision that are either not available or that you have to pay for in other platforms. Trigger orders, that's right, automatically sell or buy coins based on your own parameters. Gain loss prompt, know how much you're making or losing in real time. Tax options, you can choose how to sell your cryptos to make your taxes most efficient for your needs. Since MDM offers both crypto IRA and cash trading, there's no need to move from one platform to another for all your crypto investments. You can do all of your crypto investment in one platform and enjoy a customer service quality you can't find elsewhere. The company was founded by our friend Cullen Plume from Noble Gold Investments, so it's a company you can trust. Although MDM is offering cryptocurrency investments, their primary product is service. My Digital Money is here for you. Just dial 833-636-2008 or look them up on the web, mydigitalmoney.com.
They said that their goal by 2030 is to replace God and religion with a benevolent AI. I mean, said it out loud, the former head of Google AI, you know, do no evil, the opposite of Luciferian dialect. But that is really the goal. And people need to realize this is, we're in a lot of danger if we don't turn the ship around ourselves.
I know. And what I'm trying to do as I move day to day and navigate all of these truths that the mainstream media ignores on purpose is I'm trying to find glimmers of hope. And I'm trying to see a way out of this. One of the glimmers of hope is the fact that I know people like you are traveling around the country and speaking in front of giant crowds of patriots that are awake to all of this. So that's one glimmer of hope, is that people are waking up. Here's another glimmer of hope, and I want your thoughts on this. Durham is investigating the Clinton campaign.
Yep.
So what do you make of that? And what do you make of the fact that people are waking up, but the mainstream media is covering up for the NIH and the vaccine pushers and all of it? Basically, it's like the mainstream media ignoring if the Chinese were invading the East Coast. Well, just 1,000 Chinese troops at a time, but we have boots on the ground, quantifiable fact, knowledge being spread via the internet and truth websites that the Chinese are invading, but the mainstream media comes out every single night and says that is absolutely not happening. It's disinformation. The point being that there's a war being waged against us.
Right.
And the warmongers, the people guilty of waging that war, have the mainstream media in their pocket because they own it.
Right. Anyway,
your thoughts on that and Durham investigating Clinton.
Okay. Well, let's go to positive things, because I see God winning this battle already. And there's a bunch of positive things I can point to right now for the audience, for everyone. It's Christmas week. We got to all be in prayer and like really valuing what is real and what is fact and what is positive that's going on. One is clearly in that latest drop from the Durham investigation, which people have said isn't going on. It is going on. And the fact that it is still going on should give people hope that not only are there white hats, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes that nobody really knows about. And this is one of them, because what happened is Dushenko, who is the subsource that was indicted for the fraudulent, completely, totally, knowingly fraudulent Russia hoax and the spy, which was really about the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign and Podesta and all of them spying on the Trump administration, concocting this thing with Alpha Bank, totally fraudulent. So Sussman and Dushenko have been indicted. Well, Dushenko had one set of lawyers. So what happened this week? There was a filing, and in the filing, Dushenko changed to a different law firm. But that law firm had to disclose that they were representing several people involved in Hillary Clinton for president 2016 and the DNC and the Clinton campaign. So there's another law firm, not the original one, that is saying that they are currently representing other people that have clearly been indicted in the Durham investigation. So to me, we're also watching at the same time a very pathetic, I don't know what is going on, Hillary Clinton out there every 3 days spouting off about the end of democracy if Trump comes back. First of all, we're a constitutional republic, which is a big part about why I travel around the country so much, is I want states to take back their power and their rights, because that's where it belongs. DC was never supposed to be this oligarchy, monarchy, cesspool that it's become, that hates America, hates, violates the Constitution at will, hates the Bill of Rights, and basically is all against God. But what we do need to look at is we're watching Hillary in panic mode. And I'm enjoying every minute of it. She goes out there, whatever she is. Sometimes it seems like she's CGI. I'm not sure, but really scary stuff. But she's reading her. The night that she lost the election, she couldn't even go out there and thank her supporters. She sent out the evil, very evil John Podesta, in my opinion, who we haven't heard from in about 3 years, which gives me hope, because there's a lot of people who disappeared from the dialogue that have always been in it, and suddenly they're silent now for almost 2 years. And that makes me believe there's a lot going on behind the scenes, especially the disappearance of the Podesta brothers. But I will tell you, she read her her acceptance speech from when she was supposed to win president, when they cheated, but Trump and them had the algorithm and they couldn't cheat in 2016, which is really what happened, I believe. And then, you know, they cheated in 2018. So we watched them then, which is why I believe 2020 is a sting that we're watching. So we're watching Hillary Clinton, and clearly other people are indicted in the Clinton investigation with the election fraud and the DNC and the Russia hoax, and that she paid for all of it. We also know that Brennan, something was entered into evidence in the Durham case, where Brennan has notes that he informed Barack Obama, still president. Remember, Brennan, lifelong communist and Islam convert, somehow was running our CIA for 8 years, but that's a whole nother story, that he informed Barack Obama before the election that Hillary Clinton and the DNC and Podesta, that they were all trying to use Russian disinformation to smear Donald Trump and to obscure any investigation or interest in her emails. What we know about her emails is she had a back channel to the CCP that hasn't been investigated. She sold our uranium, which should be treason, to Russia. and all these very scary people. And the Clinton Global Initiative, Clinton Foundation, all of it is a giant pay or play scam that should be exposed. Also, we still haven't seen a lot of things have happened. We know that there's evidence, right? So they have the Wiener laptop still, which has a ton of evidence on it, including crimes against humanity, including pay or play deals, including Uma Abedin's connections to the Muslim Brotherhood, a bloodline, by the way. Then we also have Hunter Biden's laptops, not one, not two, three. So we have the laptop he dropped off, then the hard drive he dropped off, and then we have another laptop that was turned over by a Chinese defector. Then we have, on top of that, the Epstein 10,000 hours of blackmail footage that has been totally ignored by the show trial. The real thing that Ghislaine Maxwell should be on trial for is running an international up to $500 million a year blackmail operation of world leaders and celebrities and athletes and judges and lawyers, and the whole show trial in that's just a disgrace in New York, Southern District in New York. Look, I hope those four girls get justice and all of that. But there were thousands of girls. There were thousands of boys and girls and children that were used in a blackmail operation that was actually started by Maxwell's father and his mega group people. And it goes all the way back. Bill Clinton knew Epstein. Like they say, Epstein says that he started the Clinton Foundation. So Bill Clinton actually knew Epstein back in Mena, Arkansas, when him and Epstein's only client, Les Wexner of the mega group, mind you, took over Southern Air Transport, which is a CIA front in Mena, Arkansas, under Clinton being governor, and moved it to Columbus, Ohio, where Wexner's L Brands is based. And that same plane and that same thing was trafficking women from the Middle East. It's just so crazy how this all connects. But I'm saying there's so much evidence of such wrongdoing by all of these people, from everyone from Barack Obama, the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, all of them, everyone, all these people, Pelosi, Schumer, everyone involved in the Epstein blackmail ring, everyone. They didn't bring up the island. They didn't bring up the blackmail. They're now saying that a lot of the evidence and video and CDs seized from Epstein have disappeared. Like, I have to believe, who has all this evidence? Because who should have it is we, the people of all of our countries, should know what all of this blackmail evidence, all of this money laundering, we should be asking for the UN to be dismantled and audited to find out what they've been doing all this time. USAID is paying for puppets all over the planet, and it's in the name of we, the people of the United States. These investigations that keep being pushed under the rug, they have all the evidence. So everyone's getting away with crimes while a judicial system that's supposed to be working for the people, by the people that we pay for, isn't showing us the evidence of the real crimes of these people. And, you know, to me, that is really where the crux of the issue is they have all the evidence. Who has it? And where is it? And why don't we, the people, have it? Because I'll tell you what, Sean, the one thing that makes me the maddest about all of these crimes, the Clinton emails, all the WikiLeaks drops, all of this stuff, all the Epstein tapes, all the blackmail, all the Hunter Biden blackmail, is a lot of decisions have been made in terms of government contracts, in terms of wars, ceding sovereignty of nations through the UN, responsibility to protect, that Obama and Soros and Rice and Powers just used at will to tear apart countries and leave them in shambles for selfish reasons, and contracts, military contracts. How many of these things, these treaties and all of this, were done because these people were blackmailed? You know, how much of our policy, foreign and domestic, is because of blackmail tapes that that were seized from the Epstein ring that we, the people, should know about? And that's where my big issue is we know about all the crimes. We just know somebody has the evidence, and it should be we, the people of the United States and all of our countries, that should have the evidence, not a corrupt justice system protecting a bunch of criminals that have hoarded our money, stolen from us with the fraudulent Fed and the fraudulent IRS, and are really, really, at this point, disgracing the American people all over the world in the name of something none of us believe in.
Yeah, once again, you're 100% right. And maybe that's why Joe Manchin was able to vote against Build Back Better in this $1 trillion plan because maybe he doesn't diddle kids, and maybe they don't have they don't have him blackmailed, because you're absolutely right. These people do traffic in children. You know, I really did a lot of work in the space talking about Pizzagate and Pedogate. Now we have Hunter Biden's laptop, Epstein Island, the Clintons aboard the Lolita Express, the Clintons bailing out Laura Silsby as she tried to escape Haiti with 33 children after the earthquake. Who came to her aid? The Clintons, Bill Clinton specifically.
That's when she got caught.
Yeah,
a lot more than that.
And of course, we have the evil Podesta brothers and their love of child pedophilic related artwork and the emails, including Comet Ping Pong and James Alefantis. Now, with that all said, the mainstream media again says there's nothing to see here. This is all fringe conspiracy theorists that have come up with all of this. Okay. Yep. I want to do a screen share. Give me 2.5 more minutes of your time. I think this is worth listening to an eyewitness about James Alefantis, the proprietor of Comet Ping Pong.
Okay, guys. Yeah. Okay, guys. It's December 17th. It's 1 something in the afternoon here, and I'm with JB. JB's talking to us about who?
James Alefantis.
James Alefantis. Now, JB went to St. Albans.
Went to St. Albans.
From DC, and he's got a story to tell. So let's hear it.
Restaurant for Carol Greenwood.
Yep.
Remember the day James Alefantis walked in the door and asked for a job?
Mm-hmm.
Carol's son, 11 years old at the time, friend of mine caught James butt-fucking this boy in the kitchen. And that person, his name is Dylan Greenwood, has since committed suicide. I think it was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
James is one of the dastardly worst person in the world. And yeah, they do bad things at Comet. There are underground rooms, all that stuff.
And you've seen that with your own eyes.
I've seen that with my own eyes.
So you've been under, below the floor of Comet.
It used to be the tie room.
Tie room before it was Comet.
Yes.
Yeah. Right by the zoo.
It's a little farther down from the zoo. More in...
not that far, I mean.
It's Nebraska.
It's on Connecticut Avenue.
Nebraska and Connecticut.
Right.
Yep. But yeah, that's a fact. James Alefantis, bad person to this day.
And you met him when he was applying for a job or something?
He was trying to get the manager job with Carol at that restaurant.
How did he get so much money, that guy?
Probably selling kids and trafficking kids.
And you've been below Comet Pizza. You see what it looks like.
I've seen rooms and I've seen tunnels that go other places, including underground to the other buildings. I think one was owned by like a Clinton Foundation or something across the street.
Yeah.
But the tunnels go all over there.
They say they go all to the White House, but I don't know.
I don't know if they go all the way to the White House, but that area in and of itself, if they go a mile in that area in any direction, they're hitting some spots.
Okay, man. Thanks for the information.
Yep.
Nice to see you.
That's what you can do. Hope you can post it.
I will. I'll post it, man. Yeah, of course, man. This is the truth that needs to get out, because this is first-hand information.
Yep, primary source.
Yeah, primary source. You've been there. You saw the change.
Mm-hmm.
You saw Alefantis go from wanting a job as a manager to being funded
by art student at the Corcoran School, and she employed a lot of those people and wanted to be an arty place, and it got dark.
Yeah.
It got dark.
Yeah, we're all aware of it now. So, anyway, guys, this is the latest from the Dubliner Christmas year, December 17th.
December 17th, 2021, the truth comes out, and we all know it.
Yeah, I think he's a Rothschild, by the way. And
Alefantis.
Yeah. And we can never let it go. Listen, the false flag, the guy outside that shot it, a supposed QAnon, which doesn't exist, supporter, just so happened to be such a marksman that he shot right into the hard drive of Comet Pizza. I mean, are you kidding me? Look, Podesta's emails, they leave no question. There was also that that woman in there, Evie's crib, that was sending over 3 children for a party.
Pool party.
Listen, you know, I told you this when I was when I had gotten to the point in LA where I had gotten to the place where I was going to all the biggest events with the biggest people and all that. And I got to a place where what was a covert became really overt when it came to pedophilia and Satanism and the accepting of pedophilia as some kind of lifestyle. Because I was at a place where not only did I work, now I look back on even my jobs and everything about E seems to me now in reality TV, some kind of preparation psyop for their whole metaverse and all this complete control and manipulation of reality, because reality TV was not real at all. It was all manipulated. I was behind the scenes a lot. But what I will say is during my last couple of years, when I started to really know about the Satanic Temple and the witches' covens and a lot of bad stuff that was going on and real high level at Hollywood, there was a time when you'd go to parties in the Hollywood Hills, which thank God I didn't go to that much because I worked a lot by the grace of God. But I'll tell you right now, they had no problem showing up, 35, 40 year old men that were working at Disney or agencies or at and women or managers, whatever, with 9, 10, 11 year old kids at 2, 3 in the morning, you know, midnight. It was like normal. And so a lot of times, too, don't forget, a lot of the kids that got passed around Hollywood, it was because the parents were targeted, because no matter how talented you are as a child actor, there's a whole nother level going on. But I saw that being totally normalized, that there were, you know, 9, 10, 11 year olds at parties in the Hollywood Hills that would go behind closed doors with a bunch of people I knew were probably doing cocaine. And you'd think in your head, like, what the heck is going on? Where are these kids' parents? And sometimes they were even there. But I knew in my head that this has gone way too far and it was acceptable. And I'm sure that that's what was going on in DC at the same time. I mean, we have to remember Barney Frank got busted for running a men's like sex. I guess there was his person that was living with Barney Frank was a pimp for gay men in DC for years. And somebody I love that survived MK Ultra and was tortured and trafficked and the worst of the worst and is still alive to tell about it, Pathy O'Brien, she talks about the tunnels, like underneath the Greenbrier Hotel. She was with West Virginia, which is oddly where Manchin's from, but also Rockefeller was also a West Virginia politician as well. That whole area had tunnels directly to the White House. And this is all real. The tunnels in DC are real, but they're all over Hollywood too. And I knew all about, like, look, right when the COVID lockdown, and you did a lot of work on it, God bless you, and on some of these parents, like the CPS trafficking and all of that started under the Clintons. People have to know that. And it became a business. But the tunnels in Hollywood and all of that, we were bombarded as we went into the lockdowns with Maria Abramovich, and obviously Andre Balazs was basically her partner who ran Chateau Marmont and the Standard Hotel. And we knew all about like that weird plane crash at the Standard. And Ed Buck is a big, he's a serial killer who went after young black men, right, got them high and watched them die. Well, his best friend was Adam Schiff. And he was the biggest donor to Swalwell and Schiff and Lou and Pelosi, giving lots of money to Pelosi. You know, all I'm saying is this whole thing. And then what happens? I'm not sure if we talked about it, but Steve Jobs' widow, Lauren Powell Jobs,
yep.
People might not know, but she bought The Atlantic. But she also bought this Alphabet Group and all these groups that compromise the fact checkers. That thank God John Stossel sued, and Facebook had to admit last week that the fact checkers are just opinions.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, Jobs, what's her name? Jobs wife?
Yeah, Lauren Powell.
Yeah, friends with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh, yeah. But guess what also happened during the Maxwell trial? As you said, her Atlantic magazine wrote an article saying the fake child trafficking epidemic created by QAnon. And I thought, fake? We watched a breakdown in Boston during the children from the Catholic Church. I watched it in Hollywood. Like we know that this was going on in DC. Who's the first person who tweeted about Pizzagate? Besides my hero that I believe they offed, which is Breitbart. But after that, it was General Flynn. You know, people have to remember back Trump. Like these people were saying in 2012, 2013, something is going on in both Hollywood and DC with trafficking of children. And then you have Lauren Powell Jobs and The Atlantic, followed by a bunch of Politico and other ones coming out and saying that there's the child trafficking epidemic in America and the world is a made up conspiracy theory. What kind of person, let alone a woman and a mother, would ever look at this, the evidence, and be like, that's impossible? And again, you did great work, amazing work on Epstein Island. What do you mean? They're not even bringing up the island in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial? They're not talking about where the plane was going and saying we can't introduce that? Yes, you can. They could have. They're not because they're complicit. Yep. I'm telling you, the media, don't forget that woman Robach from, I guess she was from Good Morning America. when she got caught on a hot mic saying that she had everything on Epstein, she had everything on Clinton, that they were running a sex trafficking blackmail ring. She said it on camera and said she had it all, and ABC shelved it. Yep. Because they were scared because of Prince Andrew and that they wouldn't get footage of the royal wedding. So she sat on that for 3 years. But that means that all the executives at ABC News knew all about it. Don't forget, it was Chris Cuomo who sat on NXIVM for 12 years. He was the AG of New York when NXIVM was running strong. And who was the senator? Hillary Clinton. Well, where did NXIVM really start? Arkansas, under when Bill Clinton was the governor. Then Hillary Clinton somehow gets rid of JFK, disappears. He's about to run for senator. Then Hillary Clinton comes in New York and boom, NXIVM pops up in New York. And so did Marina Abramovich. And so did all of this nefarious stuff up by the Finger Lakes and all of this. It's all real. But all their people come out and they say first of all, there is no QAnon. You and I have discussed but every time that they want to hide something, they don't only say it's a conspiracy and it's a lie, but it has something to do with QAnon. Why would any person on the planet not want child sex trafficking? And meanwhile, there is the biggest child and human trafficking ring running on our U.S. border right now in plain sight, and nobody's doing anything. We're watching it and they're allowing it. And believe me, there's a lot of people in that cesspool of DC making a fortune off of it. And all those border states, don't think there's not. But we have a real serious problem with child sex trafficking, human sex trafficking. And now we are finding out that a lot of these late term abortions and stuff aren't really aborted. And what is going on? And, you know, and then you can go into it all you want. But John of God, who Oprah and Bill Clinton promoted, ran a baby making factory where he got as many people pregnant as possible, sold their children or God knows what else. They're experimenting on people. We know that. All I'm saying is we have a serious issue going on in our country and the world where children are being exploited and maybe even born and sold for nefarious things, worse than child trafficking and sex trafficking, if there's anything worse, and right in front of our eyes. And we have a media that is complicit, and it's really, really disturbing. And I really hope that people don't let go of the Maxwell case. You know, I fear that she won't get time, but she probably will. But whatever the case may be, the case shouldn't have been about four girls. The case should have been about a giant human and child sex trafficking blackmail ring that encompassed a lot of countries, prime ministers, royals, politicians, judges, presidents, athletes, and worse, they have all the footage. So somebody is sitting on that. And I think we, the people, have to demand that we find out, as ugly as it is, who's on those tapes and how much of our country and the choices made in our name are because of who's blackmailed on Epstein's footage and all of it. But, you know, we're dealing with something real dark to light. But again, I just wanted to just skip back to some good stuff that's going on so people know that aren't paying attention geopolitically.
This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. Something's just not adding up, is it? Stocks are at record highs, but the government just borrowed another $5 trillion. They say inflation is transitory, but it's officially now at 6.8%, with some analysts saying it's closer to 9 or 10%. How much did your wages go up? How about the price of gas or electricity? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold will help you avoid the worst of this. And this month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. And you can start by calling 877-646-5347. Or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Now, back to our conversation.
One thing that really was good that happened this week, and I believe Trump and the White Hats, I still believe in the international alliance and that we're in World War III, and it's the countries that want nothing to do with the one world government Great Reset and the Great Reset countries, which include, unfortunately, the Biden regime. But one big thing happened this week, a big smackdown at the United Nations, which really needs to be dismantled and audited by every country. Modi, Xi, and Putin together told the Security Council at the United Nations that they don't believe that there's a climate emergency and that they don't believe climate change has anything to do with the security of this planet. And if they include the climate change agenda in the Security Council for the United Nations, that they will be exiting the agreement, which is great news, in my opinion. Then Modi, then Xi and Putin together say that they're going to have direct relations, because both of them, if you listen to what they're saying, and the guy in Poland, Brazil, Hungary, North and South Korea, honestly, and Modi as well, have all been giving speeches where they say, we will no longer observe the unipolar world or the one world government, or as our liberal elite have changed the name, the rules-based order. All of these countries are saying the same thing right now, which is, we will not have a great reset. We're going to go back to a multipolar world where every country has its borders, language, and culture, and other nations, especially the US, who has no right and no standing to infiltrate and cede anyone's sovereignty at this point. They wouldn't be able to do it without NATO anyway. But what everyone is saying and echoing that seems to be in the alliance against the cabal is, we're going to take back our countries. We're not going to have an overriding entity out there that is self-chosen to be telling sovereign nations how to run their countries. And if we all take back, and this also, I believe, includes all the money that has been hoarded by the Bank of International Settlements from all of our countries in their debt slavery model, then each country can put their country first, think of America first, and then the whole model for endless wars and all of this, and the manufactured famines and the world takeovers and the color revolutions, they want that all gone. They want all of the NGOs that Soros has placed in everyone's countries gone. And it's really coming to a point where, though America doesn't have a leader right now on that team speaking up, I still do believe that Trump was involved in the G7 in 2017 with all of these same guys that are speaking out now against the Great Reset. And I think that's the real world war. And when people say nothing's happening, I fully believe something huge is happening. And that is the takedown of this 3,000 people that have been manipulating this planet for all this time and taking the place of God. And again, you know, like I guess it was Usual Suspects, where they said Satan's best trick he ever played on humanity was convincing them he didn't exist. But I think we all know Satan exists and who worships Satan. And I just think they're all being exposed, and we're watching people who love God and country and family and freedom and justice all over the world saying enough's enough. We know who they are and they need to be exposed and outed. And now's the time. And that's why I say, we got to keep fighting. I believe God won, God wins, but God, even in the Bible, you know, and I know, he needed his soldiers on the ground on earth, fighting the battle on the front lines for good and justice. And that's what we're doing. And that's why we keep fighting. And there is a war on truth. You know, the Great Reset now has something called the Great Narrative. And if you notice, right after Klaus Schwab announced the Great Narrative, then the Biden regime summoned all their media to DC after this ridiculous democracy summit, where if anyone looks up their democracy summit, everyone that was there is in on the Great Reset. Everyone who wasn't there is not. And the ones who weren't there have all the power and the best military. So that's not happening. But Blinken's going to keep trying because he's Soros's boy. But what I got to say is that right after that thing, right after Klaus Schwab announced the Great Narrative, Biden invited all of his media, his propaganda media, to the White House to tell them that they weren't doing a good enough job with propaganda. And then in the Build Back Better bill, he's going to give $250 million to independent journalists, yep, not us, by the way, to then have the government actually own all of the journalists, because government giving money to journalists sounds like a really good thing, doesn't it? So, you know, we're at a place where I think it's all imploding and it's very obvious who's winning and who's losing to me. And I believe we're winning. God's winning. And our country is going to be restored to the greatness it is, but it's up to everyone to take back their power locally at the state level And honestly, the best thing anyone can do is make sure they get involved and make sure these demons cannot cheat in 2022, or we will see no justice. And that's got to be everyone's biggest priority for the next 10 months is getting, you know, the reforms in place so that they can't steal the next election. Because if they lose the next election, they're all going to prison. That's my opinion.
Yeah. And they need to go to prison. I agree with you about the Maxwell trial being a limited hangout. And it's funny that you mentioned the usual suspects. I immediately thought of Kevin Spacey and his character, Kaiser Soze. Kevin Spacey may have a bit of a pedophile problem, which led to his downfall. But limited hangout in the Maxwell trial will be done because it is the key. What you've just described there, the Pizzagate problem, the Pedigate problem, is the key to bringing down these 3,000 people and their thousands and thousands of minions.
Right.
Now, I almost did a video recently called CNN Has a Pizza Problem. You mentioned Chris Cuomo.
It does.
Chris Cuomo's longtime producer engaged in pedophilia with children and their mothers, trafficking in children, essentially.
Yeah.
Now we're told Jake Tapper, his producer, may have a similar issue. And just to bring this thing full circle, when I used to report on Pizzagate and Pedigate, and I was digging into the Podesta brothers and the emails, and by the way, I believe the leaked emails led to the murder of Seth Rich by these same people, I reported on the fact that Jennifer Tapper, the wife of Jake Tapper, famously told the Washingtonian in an interview that their favorite family restaurant was Comet Ping Pong, and their favorite date night restaurant was Buck's Fishing and Camping.
Right on.
Yep. Both owned by James Alefantis.
Right. And on top of that, just to add another part to that thing, anyone, it's probably wiped now, but people can look up Jeff Zucker and his wife. There's multiple pictures of them with Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein all over the internet. Apparently, Zucker's wife was very good friends with Maxwell, as was Steve Jobs' wife that now owns the Atlantic and the Alphabet and whatever an acronym and all the fact-checking agencies. And another one that's doing a lot of damage propaganda media is also Jeff Bezos's ex-wife. I mean, these people are on the front lines of protecting these child trafficker, pedophile, blackmailers. Why are they all protecting each other? And you just brought up something really important, I think. So Bill Clinton's in the middle. We find out, no, he didn't go on Epstein's plane 26 times, 36 trips that we know of. And that's just on Epstein's planes, because it turns out there were four of them. You probably reported on it. I know I did, that one of Epstein's planes shared a tail number with a DynCorp plane under the CIA, under the Clintons. And Epstein says that he created the Clinton Foundation. And then we know that he went, Epstein, with Bill Clinton and Kevin Spacey to Africa for a month, and Ghislaine Maxwell for a month on a trip. And how does Bill Clinton not get at least questioned and indicted? At the very least, we have witnesses that say that there were orgies with underage girls on planes while Clinton was on the plane. And we have Weinstein in jail. He's another 10 charges in LA going to trial soon. We have Maxwell facing time. We have Epstein. God knows what happened to him. He didn't kill himself. And we have now Alec Baldwin in trouble. And we have Kevin Spacey. Those five people are Bill Clinton's best friends for 30 years. So what are we talking about here when I say they have all the evidence? The question is, who are they? Who has all this evidence? Who has the 10,000 hours seized from Epstein's properties of blackmail? Who has all the evidence of Hunter Biden's laptop, which includes pedophilia on there and worse, and a whole lot of money laundering and trafficking, and Joe is totally involved? And then who has all the evidence from Wiener's laptop that we lost six NYPD cops involved in that investigation? Who has all this evidence? And I believed all along that Donald Trump did. But at the end of the day, that evidence belongs to we the people, because we paid for those investigations and we should be demanding it. And when they try to shut this show trial, this Maxwell joke, listen, John, I could do a whole nother show connecting Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein to the COVID and the Wuhan lab and the whole transhumanism thing. It's so deep. I've been saying for now a year, the Epstein boomerang is so insane. And I'm watching them try to hide it. I'm watching them try to say, okay, well, you know, Epstein's dead and we took care of Maxwell, so game over. No, game not over. we need to know who's on those videos and what they were doing and who has them and who's hiding. And anyone that's hiding it or writing articles that it's a conspiracy theory or whatever, they're complicit. Don't forget, there is something knowingly. Remember, we talked about a long time ago, knowingly. The media is knowingly hiding the story that is so tragic, and it includes abuse of children all over the world. And with glee, they're denying that it's real. And that needs to be a problem.
Yeah, I think whoever they is, they that have all of this evidence, they have a vested interest in never letting these truths be told, because this would bring down the entire system. One last thought. You mentioned DynCorp. The DynCorp plane number is being tied to one of Epstein's planes. You'll recall, right, of course, Cynthia McKinney grilling Donald Rumsfeld. Go back 15 years or so, friends.
Yeah.
Grilling Donald Rumsfeld about DynCorp doing business with the U.S. government and DynCorp having been caught in child trafficking,
right,
specifically. And Rumsfeld says, well, I'll have to get back to you on that, Congressman.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, you know, that's a great thing to bring up, because DynCorp, the truth of the matter is, was CIA, basically. It's like I talked about, it's actually true that Epstein, like, they lie about, well, Bill Gates is really lying about his relationship with Epstein. It went on for decades.
Yeah.
But
well, and by the way, you mentioned the CIA. The CIA has a pizza problem too.
Oh yeah.
And they let them all go. They let them all go.
Well, so does the UN. Everywhere the UN goes, there's an issue with trafficking. The whole MO, if we, you know, we could do a whole show on the Clinton Island Initiative. The whole MO is always the same. They go in, they do a color revolution, they replace the actual president, they make chaos, they empower groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa to terrorize the citizens. They go into the debt slavery model under the guise of saving a country that they destroyed. And next thing you know, they build a port. It's a child trafficking hub. It's a human trafficking hub. They steal all the resources, and it always goes back to the Clintons, always. And the truth of the matter is that the one thing you said about DynCorp was caught trafficking women from the Ukraine and Serbia, another illegal war in the name of we the people of the United States. Everything, everywhere that we've gone into in the Middle East, basically you can take back to that same group, Rumsfeld. Look, I mean, you know, Biden just spent apparently Thanksgiving with the head of the Carlyle Group. Well, who was the original Carlyle Group? Was Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and Bush. And that was all the government contracts all over the Middle East with the endless wars. And as far as the Epstein thing goes, you know, people have to realize you can't fly to Epstein Island. You have to fly to another island and either take a boat, a submarine, which Ghislaine Maxwell oddly had a submarine license, and Epstein Island had a submarine port, or a helicopter. Also, Maxwell had a helicopter license and a helicopter landing place on that island. So all this little bit of Lolita Express flight logs are only the tip of the iceberg. And we found out in the trial, he had 4,000, I mean, that there were 4,000 other flights. He had four planes, not one. And nothing is traceable to the island, because you have to fly to a different island. So everything we've been told about the Epstein case is a cover up, everything. But I just am praying that there's enough people out there that are awake, like we are, that are saying, no, that the Maxwell case is not going away. We still need to know what happened on that island. Where is the blackmail footage that we know it was the real thing going on? She even admitted it on Good Morning America on a hot mic. We need to know. And what is Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's role in that blackmail ring? I mean, enough's enough with the hiding of all of this evil. This is pure evil, and this evil needs to be excised. I believe that Washington, D.C. is a straight up dumpster fire. And we have to go back to the states. You know, they even say Roe versus Wade is about abortion. No, it's not. It's about states' rights. And we really need to take all the power out of D.C. That federal government is rotten to the core. We need to expose all of this footage. We need to know who is blackmailed in D.C., who took bribes, who committed, you know, who's extorting who, what judges do they have on film that are making decisions on behalf of we the people of the United States? Just like I say, the election wasn't stolen from Trump. It was stolen from us, from me and you and every individual in America. All of our votes that didn't count because of all the fraudulent votes should enrage everyone. And the same thing with all of this blackmail. We need to know what politicians are on those videos with children, that they were blackmailed and made decisions for we the people based on that, not on what was best for our country or all these wars overseas, whatever. We know a lot of prime ministers and, you know, it's just time for we the people to say enough's enough. Who has this information? Who has this footage? And we're not going to stop until we find out exactly who's compromised and parading around as if they're for the people, because they're not. And we know it. I mean, I think you saw last week Nancy Pelosi come out when questioned about why her and so many senators and congresspeople made a fortune in trades over the last 2 years. And, you know, why all the billionaires got way richer over the last 2 years. And she said, it's free market. It's free market. Oh, shut up. It's free market. Let's get all her tax returns. You know, I'm just sick of these. They put $100 million into witch hunts, into Trump. They're going after all these people that have nothing to do with January 6th because it was clearly a false flag orchestrated to perpetrate a fraudulent election until we the people, don't you dare question the people in D.C. or we'll throw you in a gulag and we'll not let you out and we'll violate your rights and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights mean nothing to us in D.C. Don't question what we're doing. It's not your business is basically what happened on January 6th. Well, we the people got to grow a pair and say, no, 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 you work for us. All of these investigations were paid for and meant to happen for us. We want justice. We know you have the evidence and we demand to see it. And that includes the election.
Yeah. Yeah. We call it the big steal. They call it the big lie. And it's just so disturbing because all we want is justice. I wake up every single day hungry for justice.
Me too.
And we just get so precious little of it. Well, Mel, I've certainly taken quite a bit of your time today. I think I'm going to break this one into two parts.
I figured, but I love talking to you. And also, you know, I want people to have hope. There is a lot of good going on. It's just not in front of our faces. And what you really have to do, you know, I heard the worst one, the guy who's definitely compromised, the guy that does the show on CNN.
Jim Cramer calling for mandatory vaccinations.
Right. Well, now he has COVID and he has all three. So I read that this morning and we got all these people. But I do need to say that the CNN news thing is if somebody says do their own research, that's a conspiracy theory dog whistle. No, no, no. Do your own research, because when you dig in, I would go back to some of Sean's early work about the trafficking and child trafficking. Epstein, it's some of the best work out there. And it's somehow, luckily, you preserved yours. I didn't even think to back up mine. I'm throwing it up on YouTube, all gone. But a lot of your early work should be revisited. I've been saying to everyone, do Epstein Revisited stuff, the great people like you that broke it early on, because people have to be outraged. I don't think people know. I really don't think people know the truth about anything we're talking about unless they are awake. And we really have to be fearless in demanding that this gets into the public consciousness now. Well, before they close the book on the Maxwell case, before the Hunter Biden thing disappears. And I cannot stress enough, we cannot allow them to cheat in 2022, or we will never, ever see justice on any of this, because they will pop in HR1 and Build Back Better, and America's sovereignty will be ceded to the World Economic Forum as they already promised a few months ago. So I just hope that whoever's watching this really goes back and looks into some of the things we talked about and looks into what's really going on in Ukraine and who started it and why are they free? And why are any of these people free? And demand justice and demand it fearlessly, because that's the only way it's going to happen is if we demand it ourselves.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I would just say this, for anybody that wants to try to revisit some older work that I did in the past, you might want to try to check out, I think I called one the Podesta Brothers. Podesta Bros. Because before we'd ever even heard of Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein, we were familiar with the emails that were leaked, the DNC emails that were leaked via Seth Rich. Mm-hmm. And there were so many red flags. And as we did the research, we realized that in that missing persons case of little Maddie McCann, that little 4 or 5 year old girl, 3 year old girl that disappeared on vacation with her family, one of the police sketches of a potential kidnapper included two people that look exactly like John and Tony Podesta. And I just think it's interesting because at that point in human history, we'd never even heard, at least I hadn't heard of Jeffrey Epstein.
Right. And Ghislaine Maxwell is also in one of those drawings, it appears. And what are the odds that the Podestas would be in Portugal that same weekend?
And
there's
were.
All kinds of stuff there. But also,
were.
You know,
and they were staying at a pedophile's villa.
Freud.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's all true. And, you know, I hope it comes out, but it's only going to be because we keep pushing. And I just hope everyone out there has a great Christmas and keeps praying, because this is good versus evil. This is God versus Satan, and God always wins. You know, the satanic people, they are in panic mode. They're making a lot of mistakes. And we're watching them. And it's just keep your eyes on the bigger picture, and don't buy into the fear and panic. They're going to keep pulling the cards. They know that they lose. And if we can get them, if we can have a free and fair election in 2022, all these people are going to prison. So just realize that it's key that we, the people, make sure that election is free and fair and has ID and isn't corrupted. They're going to keep pushing the COVID until 2022, folks, if we allow them to. So please keep your eye on the ball. And all we want is justice for Christmas.
Amen. 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 All right. Well, Merry, Merry Christmas to you and everyone
Thank
listening.
You.
I appreciate you and all your time today. I know people can find your work on BitChute and Rumble and
yeah.
tell people directly so they don't ever miss a drop.
What's oh, thank you.
The website is what?
It's themelkshow.com, themelkshow.com. I also have my own server just in case we get pulled down. TheMelkShow.tv. We're really building that up. I have a new producer that has been recently red-pilled from my Hollywood days coming to join me in January. So we're going to do some new fun stuff over there that's a little different than the regular content. And of course, The Mel Kay Show on Rumble and BitChute. If you could go over there and subscribe, it really helps us out. Everything else out there with me, including YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, it's all fake. I'm not on any of them under the Mel Kay Show. Those are fake accounts. So please do not follow them.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's a fake SGT report on Telegram too. That is not me guys. I don't post Simon Park's videos and
me
God knows
too.
What else.
Doesn't it make you so mad? There's a fake The Mel Kay Show on Telegram, always posting Fox News, and they won't take it down. And I'm like, I never ever would post that, but
yeah.
Whatever. We just got to keep telling the good people where to go. And they obviously find us, thank God. So, yeah, thank you so much, Sean. It's always such a pleasure. You're a real standout and a beacon of light and truth in a very dark time. So
that's so funny. That's so funny you'd say that, because I was just going to call you a beacon of truth. I really believe it to be true. You're so over the target. I really respect your intellect. I want to thank you for your time.
Thank
I also want to thank my subscribe stars and my members at sgtreport.tv, because we have a server beyond the reach of these totalitarians
Great.
As well. So I'm really thankful for everybody's support, and for free every single day, you guys, you can visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and
yep.
mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless
yep.
you and your family, friends. Before we part ways, friends, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs. The housing market is on fire. Interest rates are at zero. And this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold, and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
The whole purpose of the bioweapon was to maintain totalitarian control using fear and isolation. That's why Fauci and all these animals don't want you to have a nice Christmas with your family, because it's the opposite of human isolation. And when you're with the people you love, you get hope. And so what is being done is an intentional psychological war to induce global psychosis and then use that psychosis to tag with a digital identifier 7 billion people.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in, and I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.